It's Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you'd like to email, you can also do that. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Thank you for coming along. Here's what's coming up. Bottom of the hour, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop will be here today. What else? We have Scott Daly from Phil Fever Radio coming up. We have Scotty J and his Man on the Street. We have the new Weird Al single to get to. We have the top five to get to. All of this. We're never going to get any of this. Rick, subject line, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It seemed like such a funny idea at the moment. Well, you know what we ought to do? We ought to have a whole gallery, though, on the website. Now, Kristen, if I may ask, we were here with Kristen Bowie, by the way, who's going to be filling in for Sarah Dillon, who's going to be in Boston. You're in Boston for how long?
I'm in Boston for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and New York for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Now, do you have plans? Is this the second time you've been to New York?
This is the second time I've been there.
Now, are you already planning? Is your day already, your dance card full?
Nothing.
Do you know what you're doing?
No.
Okay, what have you done?
Well, my sister and I are going to go see one of my favorite bands, Tilly and the Wall, on Tuesday night in Boston at this really great club.
Excellent.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, my friend Colin has a couple of, parties that I guess we're
going
to go to.
Are you going to like invite only?
Yeah. So like the open bar parties.
All right. Okay. You're going to an entourage party. Yeah. That's really what it is. Okay. All right. So are you going to check in with us?
Yeah. Oh, totally. I'll call every day.
Fantastic. Are you going to do anything lame and touristy while you're there?
I think I want to go see Ellis Island.
Ellis Island is badass. Okay. I was going to tell you to stay away from the Statue of Liberty. It's the worst thing ever.
Okay.
Statue of Liberty is like 5 hours of your life that you never get back.
I'm just going to wander around Soho. That's what, because I'm with my sister, who's my best friend in the world. We're going to have so much fun.
All right, there you go. Avoid going to Little Italy. It paints you as a nitwit.
Okay.
All right, let's see. What was I talking about? Oh, but we had to do a whole photo gallery of all of us. Wait, hold on. I'm going to work my way back. Photo gallery, and then Sarah, New York. Back to Kristen. Okay, here's the thing. Kristen Bowie's here because Sarah Dillon. See how that off-ramp worked? That's how that little hyperlinking happened.
Beautiful.
I'm picking up on your sarcasm. Because Chris is going to be here for Sarah's. Now, if I may ask this. Now, were you raised in a particular faith?
My family is basically Irish Catholic, but my mom was kind of like the lax one.
So you're sort of
kids.
A fallen Catholic?
Yeah.
You're going to fit right in. You will fit right in. We have figured out at one point that between the three of us, Sarah and Tim and myself, we figured out that there was 28 years of Catholic school, I think. And when you add our friend Jolien, who used to be on the show, it was 39 years of Catholic school, because she went to Catholic high school, I think, as well. So, all right. So, yeah, you know, you'll be a flawless addition to the Rick Emerson Show for the next week. So, we're going to do a whole gallery of us in our Catholic school outfits. That'd be fantastic. Because Tim had the jacket with the crest and the short, the Angus Young kind of thing going on. It's genius. All right. Rick, I was wandering through the Interstate Freddy's last night looking for season one of Entourage, which I just lent to Tim yesterday. You've already seen it.
Oh, season one?
And you got season two on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. I haven't watched it, though.
Oh, you got to get on it because they're debut. Well, you're not going to get to see it anyway. It's going to be on Monday in New York. I'm working my way through that right now. I'll be done by the time you get back.
Okay,
all of a sudden, the heavens parted and the Muzak system began playing Kisses. I Was Made for Loving You. And I couldn't keep from dancing. And I haven't stopped. By the way, I should know that this is from a friend of ours who works in the media. I got home last night and replaced Crazy Train as my ringback tone. Is a ringback tone the kind that when you call somebody, that's what rings on the other end? Or is it?
Yeah.
Do people hate
instead
that?
Instead of the ring. Oh, my God. My friend has the Pink Panther theme.
Is that Delane?
Yeah, Delane has had that for a year, and it kills me. I hate calling her because you're tortured to listen to that. That's what a ringtone is.
Okay, because when you call Jen Lane, you get like the Magnificent Seven theme, I think. I replaced it with I Was Made for Loving You. Something is terribly wrong. It's the funniest and stupidest thing I've ever done. Help me, help me, help me. All right, then. No, I'm sorry. I'll be on top. All right. Let's see. Nancy, we're still getting all of these emails about... Let's see. My grip is back. I just saw Jolie's picture in the newspaper, this email claims. All right. Rick, Scotty, I can't say in what context because it would give away where she works, and we don't want to do that because there might be some unpleasantness. Rick, Scotty J. rocks. I have insomnia, and I can't wait for Man on the Street. I'll be sleeping like a baby. All right. So we will get to all of that. We'll do the Rickles tickets here in a second. I'm getting all these Condoleezza Rice Rick Ann Coulter is still hotter than Condoleezza Rice. Okay, let me ask you this, Kristen. If I were to ask you right now, do you find Condoleezza Rice strangely attractive in a way? And I'm in just a purely aesthetic way. I am not asking about your own particular thoughts on that as it relates to your own romantic life. That would be wrong. But I'm saying, in a purely aesthetic, visually attractive kind of way, can you see a certain hotness to Condoleezza Rice? You can be honest.
No.
You do, don't you?
I can't admit to that.
You can't, even when she's like wearing the leather boots that go to her knee? And
Is
it just me?
Her forehead and her teeth, and I don't know.
Is it? It's only me, then. I don't know what it is, man. Is there a certain... It's just a certain, some kind of weird vibe that comes off of her. And I think it's, again, that every time I see her, she's striding down the hallway like Darth Vader somewhere. She's wearing lots of black leather. She looks like she's just left someone behind that she's bludgeoned into a bloody heap somewhere. She looks like she's on her way to quash
she's bringing doom.
A rebellion. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying she's evil, but I'm saying she has, it's kind of like with the roller derby girls yesterday. There's a certain sort of, this is just a certain sort of a menace to her that I find is strangely alluring. All right, fine. No, that falls into the it's just me category. Put her right next to Monica Lewinsky, Tonya Harding, and it's right there in the whatever. Which is, by the way, it's equally weird to find Ann Coulter attractive. It's Ann Coulter. See, because Ann Coulter to me doesn't even, she's not even evil enough to be hot. She's just off-putting, and she looks like a broom or something, like a really angry kind of a broom.
She's creepy.
She really is creepy, but I mean, but you know what I mean? Like, there's the whole, like there is hot, there is ugly, and then there's, like, strangely attractive. You know what I mean? Like someone that is not maybe conventionally good-looking, but, like, that you are attracted to.
I don't feel Condi falls into that.
All right, fine. Fine. Doesn't matter. It's more Condi love for me. Just me and Clyde. All right, we should do. Here's where the executive, the production techniques come into play. Here's what we've got to get to. I've got the new Weird Al single. I've got Scotty J's Man on the Street segment to get to. We've got more air checks, which I may wait until next Friday to play some of those air checks. We've got air checks from Tim Riley and myself when we were zany DJs on the radio. So we may do those next week. And we've got the Rickles tickets to give away. We've got the Jim Roop coming up. Where do you think we should go? Kristen, no pressure.
We've already had that one guy request the Man on the Street.
Scotty J, Man on the Street. So you feel like that's maybe where we should go with this?
I it's a good place to start.
All right, fantastic. All right. Scotty, so he's screening a call here, but when he's done, Scott, when you are done, if you can walk in here, and we will move forward. All right. Okay. I'll take this. I'll tell you what. I'll take this while he comes in here. So, Scotty, if you can just come into the studio here, and we'll roll your Man on the Street thing in a second. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, Rick. It's Jim. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Jim. How can I help you today?
Hey, you know, I don't know if you saw Ann Coulter on the Today Show a couple of days ago. She was on there. Actually, it was on June 6th because she was promoting her new book, Godless.
Right.
And it was an interesting interview because she was really calling out Matt Lauer, trying to get him mad.
Well, no, we were playing part of that early. When did you join us today?
Well, you know, what I wanted to say was, you know, Ann Coulter, to me, when you glance at her for the very first time, you go, hey, that girl's hot. But as soon as you watch her talk, is so affected. She thinks she is so hot that she's not hot. And you're right. It is the hair. It's the way she flips her hair around.
Right. No, it's the hair is what magicians call misdirection. It's a diversionary tactic. This is a good point, actually, because I was talking about this the other day. I was talking to somebody about, I think it was Selma Hayek. And, you know, Selma Hayek, I've said, it actually hurts to look at her sometimes. Like, I can actually feel bits of my cornea is melting away because Selma Hayek is so hot.
Yeah. No, I'm tracking with you.
That's what I'm saying. But it was especially you watch that, is it Dogma where she's like, it's stripping as a schoolgirl and she's got like pigtails and just a whole stuff that makes you like look into the heart of darkness late at night and wonder about yourself in a really deep way. What it is that's wrong with you.
So, yeah, you know, it was just funny to hear you talking about it a couple days ago because that it struck me while I was watching her, before I even heard you talking about it, that she thinks she is so hot because of that hair.
And Ann Coulter, she's like a woman. Her body is made entirely of triangles. Have you noticed that? It's like everywhere you look, it's like you're going to cut yourself on something. It's all sharp and bony and pointy.
Her face is really skeletal.
It is. It's like, it really is. It's like she's wearing a hockey mask made of her own skin. It's a bad, and she's got that beak that just comes out. I mean, it's like an Ashley Simpson before the surgery. Ann Coulter kind of looks like one of those birds you'd see in the Flintstones that was kind of pounding out the newspaper on a stone tablet, you know? And it kind of looks up and goes, well, it's a living, and then like goes back to pecking. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's totally what she looks like.
And that interview was just, it just hurt. It hurt to watch because she was so incredibly self-obsessed.
Yeah, I got this email here. Rick, listen to this email now. Rick, you are absolutely right about Condoleezza Rice. There was something about her, especially in her Matrix outfit. There was something strangely attractive about her. You can't quantify it, but it's still there, which is what we always say about Sandra Bernhardt, who is sort of the gold standard of is strangely hot.
Yeah, I'm tracking with you on Sandra Bernhardt, too.
Yeah, see? There you go. And I couldn't tell you why. Like, if you gave me a slide rule and, like, a protractor and a thing and another thing, and a charge, I couldn't tell you what it is. It's like at some point, it's like the slingshot around the sun in Star Trek IV. You just, at some point, you become so ugly that you then start to come back. You know what I mean? And it's...
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see her layout in Playboy, Sandra Bernhardt?
Yeah, was she painted gold?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And my gosh, I'm telling you, she has a body that speaks of languages not yet discovered.
We're entering... See, the women in the room are getting that this is the sort of we've become creepy look that's on the faces of Kristen and Sarah right now.
Yeah, well,
it's okay,
maybe,
brother. I'm speaking your language.
I don't mean to creep them out, but I just want to also say to Sarah, have a great time on the East Coast. Eat some lobster.
I will. Thank you.
Have a great trip.
All right, there you go. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Girls don't have this, by the way, about guys, in my opinion. See, the female equivalent of... Because we don't have time. I could do a whole John and Jeff-esque, I could do a whole, what are some other people that you find strangely attractive? Phone lines are open. We could do like 5 hours on that because every guy has one of those. Women, I don't think, have that. Here's the equivalent in my opinion for women. Tell me if I'm right or wrong about this. Guys have women who are kind of weird looking but hot. Women have guys who are weird looking but good at some particular skill that makes them attractive. Yeah, like he's holding a guitar somewhere.
I'm strangely attracted to Jack Black.
Yeah, see, every woman is strangely attracted to Jack Black. I have never known a woman. But see, you would if he was working at Quiznos, you'd just be like, give me my Sun Chips faster.
I'd give him a quarter and walk off.
That's what you'd feel bad for him. Yes. If you saw, but it's like, but it's because he's Jack Black. So, speaking of Jacks, it's also Jack White. He's another one. Jack White's a weird-looking guy. He's a strange-looking guy. He looks like he ought to be tying a woman to a railroad track in an old Keystone Cops film. But it's like you see him step on stage, you know, and it's like instant, it's insta-hot.
He's got the mysterious thing going on.
Yeah, I guess. And he's all pale and whatnot, so... all right, it's 1:20. We gotta roll forward with this. And I never did tell you the thing about Salma Hayek, though. Here's the thing about Ann Coulter and her hair, when I say that it's sort of misdirection, is that he's totally right. When you see Ann Coulter for the first time, it's like seeing a really fuzzy MySpace picture, where you think it's a girl that's hot, but then, like, you get her in a good light, you know what I mean, and it's sort of Dawn of the Dead. Ann Coulter, all you see the first time is she's got that Portia de Rossi hair that's, like, all the way to the floor, and you kind of fixate on that, and then it takes 5 or 10 minutes to sink in that she's, you know, that would... You know, it's just like a, I don't know, it's, you know, it's like a, it's like, I don't
exactly.
know. It'd be like having, you know, it's, no, it's be like getting on with a bag full of sticks. I mean, it's just nothing but bad. And so it is with Salma Hayek, because I've said for the longest time that, like, really skinny women are just, they don't do a whole lot for me. There's not, and I think most guys, if they were to be honest, I think most American men would say the same thing. That they do not, nobody wants to be, there are women who are only found hot by fashion designers and other women, i.e. Kate Moss. Whereas most American guys, in my opinion, they prefer a woman that is, you know, just a little more to her. But here's the thing about Salma Hayek. Salma Hayek, is not one of those women. She's actually really, really thin when you look at her. It's just that she's got such massive breasts you don't notice it. And so I just, the breasts are sort of the bright, shiny object for a guy that it doesn't matter. Like you, your face, you could have just come out of a burn clinic for your face, but it doesn't matter. It's something low cut enough. And it's like the photographer distracting your child with a puppet while he takes the picture. It's like they don't even notice. It doesn't matter. It works for about 3 hours. They won't notice that your hair could be on fire, and they wouldn't even see it. So, Scotty J joining us now in the studio. All right. So you have finished your broadcasting school. You are now done.
That is correct.
You'll be paying for it till you're 60.
Other than a couple errands on Monday and graduation ceremony on Friday,
fantastic.
I am done.
What's a good thing?
Commencement speaker.
Who knows? Somebody very famous.
Somebody unemployed.
I thought we'd have you come in, Rick.
They had the guy that looked like the Wizard of Oz when I graduated.
And
was wearing like this plush, weird pillow hat.
Was he leaving behind his tapes and resumes? Would you like to please? Oh, God. They should just have your commencement speaker voice track. They should just have somebody. They should get somebody from Z100. Get somebody in Phoenix to record it and pretend that they're really there.
And they'll put them up on the big screen for us all to watch.
Seriously. If I was more of a zany radio host, there's a whole bit to be had here with the radio. Okay, here's another segment called Doing Your Job For You. So if you are perhaps a kooky FM DJ somewhere and you're wanting another zany comedy bit, here you go. It's commencement speaker at radio college. And then the whole bit is the guy going, hey, it's 6:06 at the PM. And we're here at commencement. And then he would like go to the phones. And then there'd be like a clown noise sound effect
in
the background.
And then he'd list off all 1,000 of everybody's names.
And then he'd forward promote what else was coming up in the commencement. Coming up later all this evening, we're going to have the walk up the aisle. Then later all the throwing of the hat. You've done these Man of the Street segments for us now, though. And this is what, the third one?
I believe so, yes.
Because we had the one where you were interviewing the kid about McDonald's with his Trojan one. This is the third one we've got here?
That's correct. And of course, as you know, the emails are just pouring in now with ideas.
Everyone loves you. And so this is a band, right?
That's correct.
Now, do we have the actual song?
We do.
Okay. Oh, right here.
Got it right there.
All right. So now, how did you find this?
Well, they actually contacted
you,
the Rick Emerson Show.
Did they?
They did.
I don't remember
that. And they said, why don't you have Scotty J do a Man on the Street about our band?
Are you lying about this?
I am not lying.
Okay.
We're releasing our album, and we would like the good folks that listen to your show to buy this.
Okay. So this is you interview. What is this band? Ghost Parade.
That's the name of the band.
What sort of a band is this?
They're kind of,
it's not more of that
middle of the road music,
I wouldn't necessarily say middle of the road, but, we'll talk about it a little bit in the interview, but if you want to take elements of, like, Bowie and,
You've never listened to this, have you?
Yes, I have.
You have no idea what it sounds like.
I skimmed through it.
You're making it up.
I gave it a what they call snippets. You go through each one.
You hook tested it?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Did you call somebody at random? Called somebody at Beaverton on the phone? I'm going to play you 10 seconds of a record. This will determine our playlist for the next year.
And look for nasty words, too.
All right. So this is clean, isn't it?
It is clean.
All right. So let's play these, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll play the actual song here in a short while. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Scotty J's third installment of Man on the Street.
Scotty J reporting. We got this email stating, why don't you do an Emerson beat from the street on this local band? Rick kicked me to the curb to go out and find out the scoop. I'm sitting here with the band
Ghost Parade.
I think of Dead Spirits on March.
Some people might think so, but The Fallen, the previous band that I was in, happened to appear in one of the song lyrics, and that's where we came up with the name
Ghost Parade.
When did this band form?
I'm Autumn. I'm singer for the band, also guitarist for the band. I formed the band in 2000.
My name is Brian Shoup. Started playing with Ghost Parade when I got a phone call asking if I'd meet them in a bar. Drinking a Pabst, and I get a phone call. Where are you at? I'm at the bar. Where are you at? We're at this bar. Come here. I've been playing bass for about 7 years.
My name is Mike Starr. I play drums.
I'm Daniel Divins.
I play guitar. Co-produced the album with Autumn. I helped write some of the music on the album Divide.
Where can we buy the new CD album? And perhaps a tasty footlong hot dog.
7-Eleven.
God, I haven't had a footlong hot dog in I don't even know how long.
Music Millennium's been really great about supporting local artists. It's at Tower Records. You can get it online at multiple different places. We're also at CD Game Exchange.
Why should people people listen to your music.
We've always had kind of a gothic following rock. I think anyone who's into bands like Smashing Pumpkins, David Bowie, Interpol, any of the mainstream sound, especially on this record that we just put out.
How many albums have you released?
It's actually our third record.
What are your aspirations and dreams for this band?
I'm excited about getting this record out and let people hear it. I'm just looking forward to go on tour.
What do you think of Rick Emerson?
I think Rick is pretty cool. You know, now that I've actually seen him on cable TV. Doesn't he have the cable TV? No, seriously. If he talked more about UFOs and paranormal and ghosts and stuff like that.
They have no idea who I am, do they?
Well, okay. I need to listen.
I've got this burning question that people want to know. Why do birds sing so gay, especially in the month of May? Who sings that song?
The birds.
Is it the birds?
Where have you played locally, and have you done some gigs out of state?
We've had some really good shows. Whiskey a Go-Go down in Los Angeles. Mount Tabor, which is now Sabala's. Sweet venue. Great sound. Conan's, which is now Hawthorne Theater.
It's like having my skin peeled off.
Another good venue. We've done the Roseland here in town. We've done all the big shows.
Scott AJ with the band Ghost Parade for the Rick Emerson Beat from the Street. Back to you, Rick.
Jesus Christ. Okay, there you go.
We like 10 of those every day.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Fantastic.
I do want to say one thing.
I think there's a job for you in Entercom production, by the way.
They are actually going to have a CD release party at the Hawthorne Theater.
Are you being paid for this?
Just thought I'd say it for
him. He didn't sign the payola thing.
Yeah, that's right. You're not even really working here. It doesn't matter. You can do all the payola you want.
Well, they were actually nice enough to sit there through me talking to them for 2 hours, I believe, the interview. So they will be at the Hawthorne Theater on June 30th.
All right. Well, we have this song, right? All right. Well, maybe we'll play it later. It's 503-733-2970. There you go. Scotty J, his Man on the Street segment. Coming up, Jim Roop, Don Rickles tickets. Top five songs featuring Marky Ramone. Scott Daly. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Hi. How you doing? It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Cavalcade of Whimsy on a Friday. Coming up later on, we have paired Don Rickles tickets. Top five Ramone songs featuring Marky Ramone. Later on, Scott Daly will be here from FilmFeverRadio.com. And we haven't done the new Weird Al song. Oh, do we have the song? Is this the act? Hey, Scotty, it's cut two. Right on the CD? Is that what it is? All right. What is it called? Do you know? No, I don't have these. This is the band from Scotty J's Man on the Street. It's called... All right, well, whatever. Well, let's go ahead and roll. This is Ghost Parade, which they claim does not suck. Could go either way. Guy's wearing a knit cap on the back. That's not going to earn them any points. Guy's name is Autumn, right?
You built a fortress.
Look okay. My old room. That was a wall. My whole life is one dark room. Sweet grip of the night, come embrace me. Take me away from this mortal coil.
Shadows fall around us, fading in the light.
Okay.
And I can wait forever. Can you help me through the night?
Okay.
Show me how to do that.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Well, his name is Autumn. What do you really expect?
Autumn gets hurt easily.
Like it was going to be all manly. Okay. and we're done. 50373. I'm sorry. He never, I don't, they're never going to recover. I don't care. The rest of this song could be genius. Doesn't matter. My fortress in the hand. Whatever that is, the first line is, that's, there was really no going back from there. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, live from the City of Angels. It's CNN radio correspondent and greatest journalist in the entire world who is not Tim Riley, our good friend Jim Roop. How are you, Jim?
Well, good afternoon.
How are things in California, my friends?
Oh, I'm waiting for the riots to happen.
Is there going to be rioting today?
Well, I don't know. It's World Cup, man. You know, any excuse to hit the streets and turn cars over.
That's what I'm telling you. The World Cup, and they always describe the World Cup as the most popular sport in the world, but it's really only popular in places with really lax security, right? I mean, it's like, is the world, I mean, because you always hear, there's always these comments that they make whenever some team in Los Angeles or, you know, whatever, Chicago, some sort of heavily populated, sprawling area, some team will win a championship in a professional sport, to be an NBA championship or whatever, and everybody goes out and they celebrate by overturning a police car and setting the Staples Center on fire, right?
Right.
But that's kind of like every day.
And it doesn't matter what city somebody wins, they're going to burn the Staples Center.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like the Buccaneers won something. So
oh, let's go burn the Staples.
LA is going to burn. But I mean, kind of every day is that way when you're a soccer fan, right? I mean, it's just sort of an excuse to get together and sort of pull out somebody's teeth.
Yeah, it's pretty nutty. It really is. And if it's supposed to be such a big deal, why does it happen every 4 years? That's my question.
I don't know. And they got this whole thing. I think this was in Britain where there was some. I mean, you know it's a violent sport because they've actually got their own name for the ne'er-do-wells because they are soccer hooligans or football hooligans.
Well, there you go.
And there was something in Britain the other day about how the government, I swear to God, we had some story about how the government in Britain was, quote, rounding up all the known football hooligans. And, I mean, I would give anything to be identified legally, like by the man, as a hooligan. It's like when, I remember there was somebody like Dr. Dre or somebody a couple years ago was arrested on the charge of menacing somebody. He's a first-degree menacing. I would love to have that on my rap sheet. You know what I mean? Rick Emerson, a menace and a hooligan. Like, to have it literally, like, written on a page somewhere would be genius.
Oh, man, 4 years ago, in 1998 when the World Cup was going on, Huntington Park, which is a little town east of L.A., every night, especially if there was some sort of Latin American country involved, it just went nuts. I mean, people were rocking cars with drivers still inside them, burning things, breaking glass. Every night was like that.
And so the World Cup isn't even happening in L.A. It's happening in Germany, isn't it?
Happened all the way across. Yeah, I mean, it never happens here.
Is this just like, was this sort of a leftover story? Like everybody left the conference room and it was still on the table and they gave it to you? Roop.
Hey, what are we going to give Roop today?
Yeah, go talk to U.S. soccer fans, even though the game is in Germany. So, I mean, are there...
The U.S. doesn't even play until Monday. Now, Monday morning, I'm supposed to be at a pub at 5:30 in the morning in Pasadena. There's a little British pub that's opening up at 5:30. To let people come watch the game. So the beer's going to be flowing early, and it'll be interesting to see what happens right around, 70 minutes or so into that game.
You're going to be hanging out at Wee Britain all day. Yeah, all right. And there you go. So there you go. So that's you're going to be...
Is Portland a soccer town at all?
No one's... The people in America don't care about it. Soccer games last like 80 hours, and it's like it's a gripping 1-1 tie at the end, right? I mean, nobody ever scores in soccer.
Yeah, and my kids were involved in the AYSO.
Yeah.
You know, all your Saturdays are tied up or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. I just kept asking, how come they can't use their hand?
Yeah, make the goal bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And by the way, just as a side note here, you guys have got, is it in L.A. that they just unveiled that, like, it's that super red light camera?
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. That's like five different angles. And they can not only see the license plate that goes by, they can see the color of your eyes.
Yeah, because see, as we always say, the stuff starts in L.A. and then it creeps up here like some sort of the fungus or a fire ant colony or something. And so in L.A., Because here we have those red light cameras, and you can, they're just vague enough that you can sort of go in and make that, you can agitate and claim that it's not you. But in L.A., it's like, it's literally, it's going to be close enough to see your pockmarks,
oh,
right?
Man, you can't fight this one.
Yeah.
Big Brother ain't watching. He's riding with you.
I mean, eventually, you'll drive by, and it'll be injecting a tracking chip into your skull. You know, and then just get to the courthouse, and they'll scan you and bill you.
I think they're debating that in city council right now.
Exactly. All right, my friend. Well, try not to get caught up in any looting or pillaging or anything.
I'm going to drive my car right in the middle of the intersection and see who rocks it first.
Please do that, sir. I pray. You should be sure to call us.
I'll be live right in the middle of that.
Inside. Thank you. Jim Roop in Los Angeles. There you go, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jim Roop, correspondent for the City of Angels. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to your personal savior at the City Desk. It's the one and only Tim Riley.
At the very top.
On
top.
Friday.
Top left.
City Desk.
Go to the right.
Tim Riley, savior.
We're giving directions.
We'll take that out of post.
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon. Yes, I'm peeking again. This is the City Desk Newsbeat.
That's Tim's. I'm being completely nice, by the way. I want to note that I get unfairly labeled as the mean one around here. Is all of this sort of castigating me as being a curmudgeon. I've been completely polite. I've been completely courteous.
Well, it's like trial by fire. This is the most random show.
We never do
anything at the same time.
No. But there's no stress at all.
No, don't worry about it.
And we don't scold people for making mistakes here, certainly.
No.
None have happened yet.
There's no need to. There's no need to. We find that usually people just, they do that themselves. Or they just finish the show and just be weeping silently in a corner somewhere. We find that it's best just to give mental cruelty. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, Wendy's is getting rid of Biggie fries and Biggie drinks. But, the size won't change.
Like you're assuaging our panic.
Just the name. The Biggie portion size, formerly the largest of Wendy's, will now be called medium. So the portions don't get any smaller.
So
they're just changing the name due to public pressure.
So they're not going to have... So there will be no Biggie... Let me stop it. So there will be no large?
No. Nothing will have the Biggie brand anymore.
Okay, but
Biggie will now be called medium.
But then what... Okay, but I... Hitler, and it should be noted, by the way...
The former medium will become small. And no. What used to be small is just too small for any American.
So that's been gotten rid of. It should be noted, by the way, that I don't even really care about this. But there will be no large?
No, there'll be no Biggie. Biggie is bigger than large.
No, but we've gotten inside one of those Escher painting topics.
Uh-huh.
I don't even
this
know
is
where
one
we
of those
are.
Abbott and Costello type
okay.
of things.
So the... Stop now. What is the man's name? The, okay. Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the length of time we have now spent on the story is completely disproportionate to my interest.
And it isn't my fault.
I just don't like not understanding things.
Okay.
So Wendy's is
getting rid of
the Biggie fries?
No, they're getting rid of the Biggie name on the Biggie fries.
But there will be large.
Right.
So what is medium?
Medium will become Biggie.
I don't understand!
So if you want the largest fries, don't ask for large, ask for medium.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
It does to them, that's why they're changing it. It is because of pressure, I guess, from who knows who.
So there is no medium?
Not anymore. Well, the portion that used to be medium will now become the Biggie portion size.
But you said they were getting rid of the Biggie portion.
Right. It is now medium.
Okay. I feel like somebody is spindling my head.
No.
Okay, so there you go. I'm sure
this
that makes...
This is truthful news.
Okay. Freedom of slavery, worst piece. Okay. Here's Tim Riley.
Tapper's not a single, but a double monkey watch.
Here's your monkey watch for Friday, whatever the hell. No, that's our MySpace Youth in Crisis watch. Or a Storm Watch or something. That's a we're watch. That's something else.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. Okay. Here's your monkey watch for Friday.
So here's our first monkey watch story.
This doesn't involve sizes or anything that I have to keep track of.
It does, unless you're measuring the monkey.
Okay.
More than 50 have signed a monkey petition asking the City Council of Sankston, Missouri, to look into monkey attacks on the street. The petitioners claim the monkey is a danger to adults and children.
Genius.
Phyllis Gates thinks otherwise. He's usually pretty calm. He makes people nervous, says Gates. She bought the monkey in Kansas City 5 years ago for $5,000, which is, I guess, where you go to buy a monkey there. The monkey's name is Alex. I wouldn't say he attacks people, but if he is provoked, he is like other exotic animals, and he will attack. Her neighbors say it doesn't matter if the monkey is provoked, he'll attack anyway. She cannot control her monkey, you Peggy Bearden.
That's the best quote. That's the quote of the day right there.
She cannot control her monkey. It attacked my grandson. Part of the material is gone from his shirt.
Probably asking for it.
A Bearden lives across the street from the monkey. Next door, Gayla Sheep said Alex attacked her, too. He came over to my yard, and the monkey got away. He attacked me after that and ran.
The monkey was stalking her. We ought to get a station monkey.
Oh, by the way, it's illegal to own a monkey in Sykeston.
Is it illegal?
But the exception is Gates' case. I guess it's a monkey grandfather clause that was put in there because she owned the monkey before the law was put into place.
Okay.
They had a free monkey on Craigslist.
How big was the monkey?
I love this
show. It was a spider monkey. I wanted it, but my boyfriend said no.
They spider monkeys. Wolfman Jack used to sell those back in the day. A free monkey?
Yeah, it was potty trained. I was really excited. And then my boyfriend. Let me ask you this.
Potty trained. Does the monkey use the human potty? Does the monkey use the toilet? Human toilet?
I think. Potty train means it would, like, have,
I'm saying,
like, a monkey litter box or something?
Sure. Look at me, I don't know. So is it legal to own a monkey in Oregon? Could we get a station monkey?
I think you have to get a license, but I think it is.
A license? I'm sorry, there's like four people out there getting that joke right now. A license for your minky. A little Peter Sellers humor there. So we could get, theoretically speaking, AM 970, we could have a monkey that was the official monkey.
I thought we were going to get piranha.
No, we were going to get piranha at the last place, but then where did the tank even go to? We had the piranha tank. Where did it go?
We left it there.
Did we leave it there? Mm-hmm. So now Sprint has it, or Comcast, or whoever's in there now?
Yeah.
So they have the piranha. All right. Somebody call and tell me if we can own a station monkey.
Drop one by.
According to if you have a monkey, you can just leave it here. Well, there are freaking dogs all over the building. It's like the AKC out there. So, I mean, you know what I mean? I keep expecting Chuck McCord to run by with his schnauzer. So, if somebody call it. Let me know if we could own a minky, as Inspector Clouseau would say.
Who's Chuck McCord?
Chuck McCord, he was the IMUS's guy, and he's in that AKC dog show every year.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard about IMUS in a long time.
Oh, man, I saw IMUS the other day by mistake, as many people do. I was flipping by looking for something better, and I was up really early, and I watched, and don't get me, I love IMUS and all, but man, they moved into yet another. Here's the thing about him. You want to talk about Ann Coulter and somebody you should keep in a dim room so you don't get a really good look at him? IMUS, man, it's like he looks like that mummy that they have at Pike Street, the Pike Place Market in Seattle. Sylvester, it looks like he was carved out of wood. So, Don Imus looks like a cigar store Indian that they have propped up behind a microphone with a bad, like, fright wig on his head. It's become altogether unpleasant and terrifying to look at.
Or the last breath of El Zakawi.
Seriously. You look at him, expect to see skin just sloughing off of him while he speaks. Okay, I'm just going to get a couple of these calls, and then we'll try to find out about the Minky. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick, you already have a station monkey. It's Go DJ.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, wait.
Right, thank you, sir.
So at the Horns Across the Hawthorne, I had you guys sign my cape, and Sarah gave me her number, but I'm calling it, and it's like disconnected or something. So I'm not sure what happened there.
Look at you, playa. All right, so sorry.
Well, she did
that.
Lose one of her jaws.
Oh, I wrote the 555-1212.
Oh yeah, that's not.
That's
not really working.
Is that your number, baby? What's happening?
You know, I'm committed. Kind of.
Damn it. All right.
Yeah, well, you know, you got the hot girlfriend already, dude. I've seen your girlfriend. You know, he's screwing that up.
And she loves you, and you wear a cape.
Seriously. You were walking around looking like a Mexican wrestler, and she still apparently has sex with you. I wouldn't be messing that up if I were you.
Yeah, well, you know. Well,
especially because, can I identify your girlfriend? Can I say the reason that many people may know her?
Yeah, please do.
So your girlfriend, and we're going to talk to her about this at some point. Your girlfriend is the one, she has a MySpace page devoted to raising money to buy herself bigger and better bosoms.
Yeah.
And so we're going to, and she's like flat out hot as it stands. So I, you know what I'm saying? So I'd be treading real lightly if I were you. You are one of those people, Scott Daly is also like this, where Sarah met Scott Daly's wife. And the first phrase out of Sarah's mouth was, "Boy, did you get lucky!" You know, and so you set to thin ice right there. You don't screw with that.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm calling is because we may. I had a few drinks that night.
No.
And how usually your parties end up.
Yes.
But, we ended up happening to end up with our house at our house one of those the station banners, the AM970 one.
You somehow happened to just.
I got those pictures.
And somehow I ended up with pictures of one Jessica wearing it like a dress, and then there's me wearing it like a dress, and that may or may not have happened, but
you haven't seen those?
No, no one shows me anything.
Yeah, she's naked except for the
what?
The banner.
Why did that? Why am I the dude? Why is Rick the last to know?
And why am I getting them?
Well, because we sent them to you with the embarrassing Rick pictures as well.
What?
Yes, they sent me a picture of you making an O face.
Oh, great. Right, fantastic. Yeah, good. Because there's not enough bad pictures of me around. You positioning me so my bald spot was gleaming in the sun like a supernova wasn't quite. Thank you. So, okay, let Rick wet his beak here. You hook a brother up. You got to send those my way.
All right, I will. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesse. Brother. All right, there you go. That's Jesse. No one tells me anything. No one remembers Zoidberg. Let's see. Carol, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hello, Rick.
Hello, Carol.
I occasionally send you emails and things like that, you know. I just wanted to say that I think Tim Riley is adorable. He is your Kelly Pickler.
This is...
You know?
Okay, so this is yet another call. The last call was just going through me to get to Sarah. This is just another call for Tim. I don't even really need to be here today, do I?
Not at all. Not at all. I think your show is great. I picked up your show, honest to God. I have really no concept of what you guys...
That's good.
Doing or anything like that. It's just that
get in line.
Station, it's the only station I can pick up at work because I work in a concrete building.
Well, you're just your toe board's
that's
going
a good
way up.
So,
it's the only station you can pick up on your radio.
But it's been for the last like 2 years. Well, except for when you were off the air.
If your radio is broken.
And I am the one who emails you and says, "Why is there so much static in my car when I try to listen to your station?" You know, things like that.
Thank you.
But
yes.
Anyhow, I just think that
so you're a constant series of pick me ups, basically.
I'm going to confess. I'm the one who asked Sarah the other day, who are the Ramones? Okay, so.
Well, you'll find out here. You'll find out in our top five.
I know that you idolize them and everything.
Yes.
But see, when you were growing up in Kennewick, I was living in Eastern Oregon, being a teenage mother and listening to country music. So, you know.
Well, all right, then. Well, you know, this is all part of life's rich pageant, Carol. We do welcome all kinds and types and shapes
but
of people here.
But over the several years now that I've been listening, I enjoy it. I listen daily.
All right. So, see, now you understand my pain when I go into a sales meeting and they say, "Can you boil down the Rick Emerson Show to one sentence for us?" And I sit there, and my brain superheats itself trying to come up with a one-sentence description of this program, which can't be done, by the way.
It's the only station that can be picked up in a concrete
seriously. Building.
Yeah, I mean, so there you go. If you are an invalid and cannot get out of bed to change the station, there you go. That's all right, Carol, thank you so much. So Tim is my what? My Kelly Pickler?
Is your Kelly Pickler. If you were, I was the American Idol fanatic.
All right, so what does that make me?
Blonde. You know, that everybody thought she was putting on a neck because she's so, like...
Right.
Sorry, Tim, but dumb.
Whoa! You had us in that... Oh, no. You should have cut and run.
That her way was...
Oh,
I think she's trying to dig herself out of this.
Yeah. We're just going to sit back and we're going to let you get yourself out of this painted-in corner, Carol. I'm just going to pull up a chair and let you talk.
People could not believe that the way that she talked and the way she is is who she really is.
I see.
And this is like Tim. He is adorable. I love the way he screws up words. And when he was reading a news story to you slowly so you would understand what he was saying... I mean,
as Kelly Pickler would, under similar circumstances.
So,
the one who didn't know what calamari was.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So if then Tim is Kelly Pickler, I am then who?
You are more of a Soul Patrol man, the guy who just won.
I'm Taylor Hicks?
Yes.
Well, okay. All right, fine. Yeah, that's fine.
I can accept all this.
No, I could be that. It's better than being that kid who... Was that kid who looked like Chicken Little?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
Whatever his name was, who remembers that?
All right. Scotty just came in and mouthed some words. Oh, wait, hold on. This is, okay, hold on. Don't go anywhere, Carol. Hey, hi, Kristen?
Yeah.
How are you? So you're on with Carol here.
Yeah, well, no, because I was just going to say I can be the yin to Carol's yang or whatever, because yang. I also work in the concrete building, as we say.
Marketing department, are you listening? Here's your new slogan. Put it on a sticker.
And the funny thing is, when I'm sitting at my desk in my office, your station comes in crystal clear.
As long as you don't move or get near the radio.
But how...
As long as the clouds don't come out.
No, well, because I don't get anything sitting at my desk but your station.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. That's how it should be.
Some sort of cosmic thing working there, I'm sure.
All right.
It might have to do that you don't have to wear foil on your head and point your leg to the north, though. You know, so...
I have a red swim line stapler.
All right.
No, I have other things. And hey, the Taylor Hicks thing, you're not the Taylor Hicks, because Taylor Hicks has lots of hair, even though it's gray. You, not so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right. This is the best day ever. Well, I just want to replay this show over and over and over again.
As you should.
All right. I'm more of the William Hung of Portland Airwaves. All right, Carol, Kristen, we got to run.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. And
thank you, ladies.
Okay, and we're done. Jeez. Love of sweet Jesus. And we got nothing to... all right, Scott Daly's coming.
Says you knew when to start the music.
Scott Daly's coming. We got the... look at that. Like a pro, she cut me off with the bed.
As it should be.
Seriously. All right. You'll be insulting my waistline in no time, pointing out my bald spot. All right. Taunting my apparent lack of employability in most places. You'll fit right in. All right, and do this. We're coming back. Scott Daly's coming up. We got Don Rickles tickets still. A new Weird Al single, and we got to get to the top five. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on AM 970. Solid State Radio. You stay there.